What's up, people? What's up? Kane's Way. Back at you. Of course, it's been a couple days. Like I said, content has to build on my mind. And lately, it's been kind of spread out. There's been some gaps in my phenomenal thinking abilities to put together my day in a life and translate it into diplomatic information so you guys can grab it. But I do have something. I do have something that struck me today and opened my eyes up to a gift, a knowledge, a talent that I have. And it's all about, if you've been grinding all your life, if you've been working hard, if you've been in that constant motion of changing, evolution from ground zero, from dark stages, sewer, wherever it's been, if you have been on a road to excelling and raising your own bar and becoming better, you will be tested if that change is true in you. You know, you can't fake the change. You can't mimic it. You just can't be fake with the change, especially if you're changing a behavior or a way of thinking. If you're changing your mindset, right? If you're changing a certain way you used to think back in the days, whether it's reaction, impulse, negative, your view, your perception. If you're changing that, if you're telling yourself that I'm not about that life no more, I'm not about pursuing that kind of perception of life, viewing of life, and reacting to life. You know, if you're in it and you're changing your whole lifestyle, right? Some of us out here, you know, we played on the other side of the tracks, played in the playground too long while everybody else was going to school. You know, we just messed around. And then, of course, later on in life, we feel how smart we are. But now we have to use our smartness to clean up the soul, clean up the past, clean up the regret, clean up the pitiful mindset that tries to pull us down every single day and hold us at bay, knowing that time don't stop for nobody and time is infinite and it keeps moving and shit happens. And you know, you're either going to get over it or you're going to stay stagnant, or you're going to make something out of your life and be somebody, or you're going to rise to greatness and get in tune with the positive attributes that you always possessed and let that blow flames in your path in life, right? So this is what we're doing. And the reason why I say you can't fake the change is because when you're going to be tested. And I was tested. I'm tested with impulse. I'm tested with reaction. I'm tested with not falling down to the levels of idiotic mindsets, irrational mindsets, and just totally insane, unstable individuals in this world who are not in tune with what they have to lose, are not in tune with their own responsibilities. So they will come at you with some chaotic shit. And you're forced to react either with the current education, current knowledge that you have been studying for years and years and you waited for this day to come, or you open that old bag of tricks up. You put that old weight belt back on your waist, you know, like Billy Kidd hanged up his guns. You put the gun belt back on and you're ready to go to war like you did back in the days. Why? Because that ego has incredible memory ability. And that ego is waiting for the opportunity to press on you and use your emotions in the moment to just make you say, fuck it, you know what, this is how I'm gonna handle it, because it's the best way I have to handle it. This is how I handled in the past, and this is what made me feel great by handling situations this way. No, people, that's the time, that's the opportunity, that's the chance that you are given to prove yourself that you changed. And we're talking about impulse, and we're talking about not being in control. We're talking about dealing with different personalities out here that are going to come at you. And communications and incidents and events are not in your realm of control. But what you are in control of is how you react. So say you're dealing with insane individuals. They're boisterous, they're loud, they're confrontational, you know, and their mannerism is threatening, and they're all up in your circumference. They're all up in your defensive perimeter, violating your comfortable zone that you feel you're entitled to, but you're really not, because this is a free country and the only place you're probably entitled to is inside your mind. Everything else is free roaming area for anybody you come in contact with. You feel threatened, you feel hostile, situation coming. How do you react? Do you dumb yourself back down to the old you, and then you respond aggressively with the old tactics of get back, because you feel that you have not fed your respect meter enough, and certain individuals have disrespect you because they have not recognized you, because their activities and their actions and their mannerisms or how they came at you, you would have never let them come at you like that back in the days. But you're different now. You're a thinker now, right? You're rationally thinking. You have acquired knowledge to understand different personalities. You have acquired to understand that other people change at different levels, and you're going to come in contact with people who haven't changed and are living ignorant as shit. So when these moments come to you and you're tested, will you resort back to your old behavior at the drop of the dime? Will you put work in for years and years to be something different? Will you post about it, talk about it, preach about it? And then when that moment comes to test the king, to test the king of influence, to test the model, to test the sacrificial individual who claims to be putting his ass out there every day to let people witness the change and let people keep hope in the change. Do you capitalize on this situation like the old you, or do you represent the change and live it out and suck it up, eat the dirty ego that wants to taint your mind and pull you to a darker side and make you react impulsively like half this country does all the time? And this is why it's so violent, so erratic, and so crazy. Are you going to think differently? Because you're not dying. You're not really threatened. They don't got a gun to your head. You're not being forced into a car to be kidnapped. There's nothing severe happening. It's just your emotions. It's your perception. It's what you're seeing. And you want to react to it because you feel like you're being disrespected, because people are not respecting the initial first visual aspect of you, your size, your personality, your status quo, your money, your job. Nobody gives a shit about that. Nobody cares about any of that. They're going to come at you. They don't care. But is that going to take you out your zone? Is that going to take you out your change element? Are you going to flush the change for the moment and let the ego erase 10 to 15 years of work you've been putting in, studying and educating yourself? So when that moment comes, people, don't fail the test, man. Let us humble ourselves. Let us humble ourselves. Smile on the inside at the ignorant individuals and pray for them. And pray for them and let them know that your day may come when you will change too. But I changed. And I'm going to live this change out. And you're not going to take me off my path. Because once again, I will pass the test. I will pass the test when the devil flashes the test in my face. I will pass the test. People, be conscious. Be aware of all the tests. Because they're there. Seize the opportunity to pass them. It may suck on the inside for a while. You may toil with your feelings. You may turmoil with your feelings and thoughts and egotistical feelings. But let me tell you something, people. You will move on so much better.